The opposition leader has been denied permission to travel to Lomé, Togo, where there is a discussion about the Franc CFA and the fact that, you know, the Francophone countries under former French colonies are still using French money under the euro that has a very large impact on the economic and monetary health of the region. So we really feel like, you know, he has been denied travel for several factors. The justification doesn't hold because they are saying that because he's under judiciary control that he cannot travel. But we have been waiting for a court date to go to court and resolve this problem. If you are accusing someone of rape with two arms, pistols, threatening someone and raping someone, and the person who is being accused is saying, I want my day in court, why wait all this time? So we feel like it's two reasons. Number one, it's because you just want to do political intimidation and preventing them from having any capacity to, you know, travel to see other people from the sub-region and to talk. Number two is because also there is a very big attempt from the Francophone countries in France to stop the ECOWAS effort to have a monetary and a viable economic zone in the sub-region.
Yassin, let's talk about both of those issues. First, let's talk about the political justification. As you mentioned, Mr. Sonko is facing a legal challenge in court because of the alleged rape.
Yes.
So are you saying it's not because of that, or is that part of the reason they're not allowing him to leave the country? Because if you have a charge in court, unless you can justify it, you will not be able to flee. That's the only way the court can let you leave the country.
Of course, he has justified. His lawyers have justified that he can leave the country and come back. His family here, he has no tie whatsoever with foreign countries. He's in Senegal. He went to school in Senegal. He lives in Senegal. He's home in Senegal. All his family is in Senegal. His political party is in Senegal. They have justified. He doesn't have a bank account overseas. He has no tie outside that will make him be able to survive even 1 week overseas. These lawyers have explained that there is no justification for them to prevent him from traveling. The justice system in Senegal has to give him his day in court. We don't understand what they are waiting for. They want to buy time. And by buying time, they prevent him from traveling. They want to dirty his name by allegation of rapes. You cannot put the word rape on the back of someone and not give them their day in court. And it's all about the manipulation of the justice system. Because all of the decisions are in the hands of the government. Because the justice system in Senegal is not free.
You also said that Mr. Sonko is in favor of monetary independence for Senegal. And you think that President Macky Sall and France are against that. Do you have any proof that this is the case?
Of course I do. We have written about it. We have analyzed it. Mr. Sonko is one of the major leaders in West Africa that are saying that it is time for West Africa, Francophone West Africa, to have its own monetary independence. No country has seen one country in the world that has developed itself by using someone else's currency tied to the former colony, to the European Union currency. So this is a problem. Number two, we know that President Macron, despite all of what he's saying, has put a very clear strategy to stop ECOWAS countries from making their project of creating their ECO, which was the currency that they wanted to put forward to make it alive. Because while they had their meetings, made their statement and said that this is the new name of the new currency for the ECOWAS, why would President Macron come after that, right before they meet, and declare that now the CFA currency that was being used by Francophone countries is now named ECO, which is the name that ECOWAS has given to its new currency.
Yassin, it's so nice to talk with you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me.